Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, earlier this year, Senior Minister Tharman Shanmugaratnam said employers in Singapore still harbour a bias against mature workers. He called on employers to take the high road and make use of government schemes to hire and train such workers. But even before the pandemic threw the labour market into disarray, mature workers faced daunting challenges finding employment, not limited to a mismatch in skills. Upskilling and reskilling have become commonplace, but they're not the only considerations. Today, we speak to Sean Moy, Senior Career Coach at Workforce Singapore, and Paul Wong, Group HR Manager at Richland Logistics, for more insights. Sean and Paul, thank you so much for your time today.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome.
I want to start with Sean, though. How much has career coaching changed over time, Sean? You've been doing this for some time, and how different has it been since the pandemic?
Thank you, Howie, for that question. Yes, there has been some changes over the pandemic time. Initially, we were helping clients face-to-face, but over the pandemic, we had to practice safe distancing measure. So we have started to use virtual and even phone coaching sessions to engage with our clients. This doesn't kind of diminish the kind of assistance that we provide. In fact, it gives us more outreach to more people who are facing some of the difficulties transiting to their next job or emplacement.
I understand you also helped Paul out, Sean. What was it like, and what sort of personal advice did you give him? What sort of tips did you give him?
For Paul, he has been a very proactive job seeker when he visits our career center. So he has a very rich skill set and experience in the human resource. And what I did with him was a very good working alliance. We work on what are his strengths, transferable skills, not just in his area of expertise, but also in the broader industry. For example, he was from the multinational company, and we were also exploring in terms of whether the small, medium enterprises is something that he can contribute and value at his next career phase. So there were transferable skill sets like total quality management, regional human resource management, even across to different sectors. So I'm glad that he's able to move on to the logistics sector and then with a local SME, and he's still happily there. And in fact, we are now collaborating on hiring more workers for his company.
Paul, talk to us about why, though, you sought out a career coach, because it sounds like everything was planned out for you. That's the layperson's impression, right? If you work for an MNC, you're set for life, that kind of thing. Why so difficult?
Right. Well, being a HR professional, I thought I know everything about getting a job because since I interview people, I know what to expect. Since I look at their resumes, I know how I should write. But somehow when I took so long to get a job, I start to wonder, hey, is there something that is really wrong? And I thought maybe it's best to seek an advice through a career coach to maybe recalibrate myself and reboot myself to see what are some things that I could have missed out, and then to look at it in a different light, check my blind spots so that I can, you know, eventually land myself into a job.
What was it that you discovered, though, Paul, after you sought out Sean and you guys started talking and working on your resume, for example, your blind spots and all that?
Yep. Well, at first I thought it was related to my age and maybe the type of companies that I'd applied. I wanted to be on the conservative side. So I applied maybe a less senior position. So having talked to Sean, he did an assessment and he said that, well, you know, Paul, if you want to get back to the workforce, you either apply a more senior position or be your own boss. So I think that was a reflection that I realized. And I say, yeah, maybe I should be more confident with myself and then just go for it.
That's a really salient point, though. And I think a lot of people think that way because you're trying something new, so to speak, that I should go for a more junior position to give myself a better chance, right? But that's not a good idea, Sean.
In fact, when Paul approached me, he was really adaptable. to consider various options, including whether to go for a more junior role or taking certain pay adjustment. So when we had that discussion, I thought age is not exactly his barrier, because there's still in his late 50s, he's still got a good 10, 15 years to contribute. So why let it go? Why not utilizing it more? So I say the local SMEs, even in recent time, their direction is to expand and venture overseas markets. So Paul will have extensive experience in the area and will be able to value add how they can make that transition. So I say, Paul, you're in a good space to market yourself in that particular branding. And that will, and we see how it goes. Well, we customize accordingly, personalize his resume, his interview responses. And I'm glad that it turned out well.
Paul, how did you deal with your confidence issues, so to speak? It felt like you didn't dare to apply for those more senior positions, right?
It is. In fact, I was very disheartened, and I kept asking myself, with all the learning experience and was very actively developing myself, reading lots of books and making summaries. I said, despite all this, and I still can't get in, it's very disheartening. As a result of the sessions that I've gone through with Sean, and then also went through with another career coach, he sort of reminded me that, you know, he gave an illustration. You know, if you take a piece of $5 and then you crumple it and you throw it on the floor, would that change anything about that $5 value? So I said, yeah, I'm going through a tough time, but I shouldn't discount my worth. And I should not give up, and I should just continue to focus on what I can do for whichever companies that I'm going in. I think with that mindset, then I crafted my resume, and with the basic instructions given, I tried to simplify it. And then with Sean's input, I think that helped also get me to not oversell my resume, you know, so that whoever picks up my resume can focus on what my credentials can be for them.
We're speaking to Paul Wong, Group HR Manager at Richland Logistics, and also Sean Moy, Senior Career Coach at Workforce Singapore. Sean, I want to ask you if you have advice for other job seekers, especially if they are mid-career, mid-career switchers as well.
Yes, I have three tips already in hand. The first one is to adopt the right mindset. So Paul is a very good illustration on that, to see how he can still potentially contribute to not only his particular sector, also think in terms of what are the transferable sectors that they can go into. So not to wait until when the career transition comes, then you have to start thinking and planning about it. So that's first. Second is to be more self-aware in terms of where are your gaps, in terms of whether there's a need for skills upgrading. So for Paul, I need to credit him in terms of his lifelong learning mindset, because what also contributed to him gaining the employment was he took up a HR national accreditation. So that helps to me to have more things that to advise him to put into the resume to promote his abilities to the best potential effect. And last but not the least is to reach out early to WSG, the Career Connect services, because that also allow us to give more in-depth intervention to be able to reach out to them rather earlier than later. And this will give more confidence, especially for those who are looking for potential career opportunities, career switch, etc. That there is sometimes the discomfort that the clients will need to check with their family members to gain their support from their peers before they make that leap of faith. And I thought with us helping to give them whatever options is available, they will be able to carry out the conversation earlier rather than it is a more challenging and difficult decision later on.
What about you, Paul? What sort of advice do you have?
Yep, I think what Sean said is also quite close to mine. For me, I'll think from a standpoint that the mature worker had to start to be clear what he's willing to do, because that would help him look for the job that he wants to get into and not simply jump to any job that comes at hand. And the other thing is to look at his capability. For whatever experiences that he had in the past may not be relevant today, so he needs to evaluate and see what he can do to equip himself for the next opportunity. Mm. And then lastly, which I've been saying about is be confident. But as we are being confident, we also need to look at from the standpoint of, is it realistic? So that we can determine our perseverance to show that we want to get a job and then to get ourselves ready for the job.
Very quickly though, Sean, in your expert opinion, what do you think is the most sought after skill now?
We do have a lot of in-demand skills that's emerging, be it in the digital skills, but the soft skills is actually something that will really carry on the person through the different life and career transitions. Soft skills meaning in terms of critical thinking, in terms of adapting to new knowledge, be it from one industry to another. So all these skills, in fact, is highly subsidized with the SkillsFuture courses and some of the mid-career pathway programs that WSG has come up with. So we rather let the clients come to us and to do a good training need analysis so that we can personalize the kind of skills that is most relevant to them.
Sean and Paul, thank you so much for sharing your stories with us today.
Thank you so much.
Howie, for the opportunity.
Sean Moy, Senior Career Coach at Workforce Singapore, and Paul Wong, Group HR Manager at Richland Logistics. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.